Hello, and welcome to a SearchNetworking.com and SearchSecurity.com podcast, sponsored by SonicWall. I'm Amy Kacharik. Today's podcast explains how IDS and IPS, or intrusion detection systems and intrusion prevention systems, can provide proactive vulnerability management and gain insight into the state of a business's security. It's adapted from a Q&A with Jeff Poslins. Jeff Poslins has more than a decade of experience in technology management with technical expertise in the analysis of hacker tools and spamming techniques, intrusion detection, forensics, and incident response. The first question is, which members of an information systems security team should receive IDS alerts? Jeff Poslins says that the answer to this question should be a management decision based on five considerations. 1, a lot of alerts that come from IDS are false positives. 2, a lot of alerts that come from an IDS are not related to urgent issues. 3, a lot of alerts that come from an IDS do not require immediate follow-up. 4, a few of the alerts that come from an IDS should be investigated. And 5, very few alerts require immediate action. Jeff Poslins writes, "Here are my thoughts on the matter. If there is an on-call schedule, only the person on call needs to be notified. If you have spent a lot of time, effort, or money tuning your IDS, do not get very many alerts, and need to follow up on them consistently, perhaps a ticketing system would be best. In a ticketing system, the IDS creates a ticket, and a member of the security team is paged. If the ticket isn't updated in 4 hours, then a manager is paged. A few different ticketing products work on this premise." We'll have more right after this word from our sponsor, SonicWall.
Want to hear more about SonicWall's award-winning network security and data protection solutions? Call 888-557-6642 today.
Question 2. Aren't intrusion prevention systems fraught with peril since they can potentially block normal traffic? Jeff Poslins says, historically, IPSs caused more trouble than they solved, but with today's technologies, wrongful blocking does not occur often. Keep in mind that you can't just buy and install an IPS and leave it to do everything on its own. An IPS or IDS needs to be treated like a child. Let it learn a lot on its own, but correct it when you can, and try to impart your wisdom to it as you can. Poslins says, "I've seen perhaps 200 IPS implementations, and of them all, I can only recall 3 where there were problems. Those problems were all due to abnormal inter-HTTP server communications that were detected as bad traffic. Once that rule is fixed, there's not too much to worry about." Question 3. I use Snort, which is an open-source network intrusion detection system. I am not very impressed with the quantity of false positives. I really don't respect the system. Am I missing something? Jeff Poslins says, "The default Snort rule needs quite a bit of tuning on most networks. You will probably see a lot of false positive ICMP or Internet Control Message Protocol alerts, and possibly some false positive DNS or HTTP alerts as well. If you install the bleeding edge rules, you'll see even more. To have an effective Snort implementation, you'll probably have to spend a few days tuning rules, turning some things off, and changing others. The advantage of Snort is the ease with which you'll get updates, make changes to rules, create your own rules, and work with the output. If you're looking for a solution to drop in, commercial software from a major vendor is the way to go. But if you're a technical person who wants to spend some time learning, then Snort is a better choice." Poslins suggests contacting the guys at SourceFire, who have a commercial variant of Snort. Ask them about false positives and what you can do. He's seen their IDS appliance in action, and it required a lot less tuning than the default open-source Snort. We'll have more right after this.
Want to hear more about SonicWall's award-winning network security and data protection solutions? Call 888 557-6642 today.
The next question is, can an IDS detect port scanning and how? According to Jeff Poslins, there are a few ways that an intrusion detection system can identify port scanning. First, it looks for connection attempts to the same IP on sequential ports. Second, it looks for connection attempts to a few specific ports that are not often used or are known to be Trojan ports. Third, it looks for more than a specified number of connections from one host to another within a certain period of time. For example, more than 10 connection attempts to the same host from the same IP within 10 seconds. This particular method is a reason why DNS servers are often mistaken for port scanning hosts. To learn more about intrusion detection and intrusion prevention systems, visit searchnetworking.com or searchsecurity.com. And that concludes today's podcast. Thanks once again to our sponsor, SonicWall, and thank you for listening.